that it never gets old. It may seem a little bit odd or out of place this far after Easter, but for Christians, every Sunday is a little Easter. Thanks be to God for His gracious gifts of forgiveness, life, and salvation. A couple of words on our worship service for this morning. Our opening hymn, number 539, Christ is the World's Redeemer. Following that hymn, we'll follow Divine Service, setting 1. It's on page 151 and following. Worship insert for the day. Readings are on one side. Propers are on the other. Two options for the hymn of praise throughout this Easter season. We've been singing, This is the Feast, and we'll do so again today. One note, our sermon hymn is just a little bit different today. The sermon hymn, which will connect us to the Old Testament reading from Ezekiel, will be the offertory from Divine Service Setting 3. So the familiar, created me a clean heart, O God, on page 192 and 193. That will be our sermon hymn for today. I think that's all. We'll make sure we're on the right page at the right time. Let's bow our heads for a word of prayer. Gracious God, Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for the opportunity to be in your house. We thank you for the gift of Jesus, who has won for us forgiveness, full and free. As we examine our lives, O Lord, we see that we continually fail to live up to your word, to your standards, to your holy law. We try and we fail. Sometimes we don't even try. We wonder and we doubt, are we really your children? We sincerely desire a change, but we don't know what to do or how to bring it about. Heavenly Father, create in me, create in us a new heart, a heart that is alive with the gospel of Jesus Christ. It is in His powerful and precious name that we gather, worship, and pray. Amen. Amen. Hymn 539.
of worship, divine service, setting number one, page 151 in the front part of your hymnal. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us.
But if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
Let us then confess our sins to God our Father.
Most merciful God, we confess that we are by nature sinful and unclean. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We justly deserve your present and eternal punishment. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us.
Almighty God, in his mercy, has given his Son to die for you, and for his sake forgives you all your sins. As a called and ordained servant of Christ, and by his authority, I therefore forgive you all your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
We turn to the words of our introit. We chant them together as printed on your bulletin insert. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For this holy house and for all who offer here their worship and praise,
Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord. Be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. O King of glory, Lord of hosts, uplifted in triumph far above all heavens, leave us not without consolation, but send us the Spirit of truth, whom you promised from the Father, for you live and reign with him and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
You may be seated.
The Old Testament reading for the seventh Sunday in Easter is from Ezekiel chapter 36. Therefore, say to the house of Israel, thus says the Lord God, it is not for your sake, O house of Israel, that I am about to act, but for the sake of my holy name, which you have profaned among the nations to which you came. And I will vindicate the holiness of my great name, which has been profaned among the nations, and which you have profaned among them. And the nations will know that I am the Lord, declares the Lord God, when through you I vindicate my holiness before their eyes. I will take you from the nations, and gather you from all the countries, and bring you into your own land. I will sprinkle clean water on you, and you shall be clean from all your uncleanness, and from all your idols I will cleanse you. And I will give you a new heart, and a new spirit I will put within you. and I will remove the heart of stone from your flesh and give you a heart of flesh. And I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes and be careful to obey my just decrees. You shall dwell in the land that I gave to your fathers, and you shall be my people, and I will be your God. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
At the loom today.
The epistle is from 1 Peter chapter 4. The end of all things is at hand. Therefore, be self-controlled and sober-minded for the sake of your prayers. Above all, keep loving one another earnestly, since love covers a multitude of sins. Show hospitality to one another without grumbling. As each has received a gift, use it to serve one another as good stewards of God's varied grace. Whoever speaks as one who speaks oracles of God, whoever serves as one who serves by the strength that God supplies, in order that in everything God may be glorified through Jesus Christ. To Him belong glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Please stand for the reading of the Holy Gospel. Gospel according to St. John, the 15th and 16th chapters.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said, "When the Helper comes, whom I will send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth who proceeds from the Father, He will bear witness about Me. And you also will bear witness, because you have been with Me from the beginning. I have said all these things to you to keep you from falling away. They will put you out of the synagogues. Indeed, the hour is coming when whoever kills you will think he is offering service to God. And they will do these things because they have not known the Father nor Me. But I have said these things to you that when their hour comes, you may remember that I told them to you." This is the Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you.
We sing now our sermon hymn, The Offertory, from Divine Service Setting 3. Create in me a clean heart, O God, found on pages 192 and 193. Please be seated.
And peace, love, and mercy from God our Father, through Jesus Christ, our risen Savior and Lord. Amen. Text for our meditation this morning, our Old Testament reading from Ezekiel 36, especially these words: "I will take you from the nations and gather you from all the countries and bring you into your own land. I will sprinkle clean water on you, and you shall be clean from all your uncleannesses, and from all your idols I will cleanse you. And I will give you a new heart, and a new spirit I will put within you. And I will remove the heart of stone from your flesh, and give you a heart of flesh. And I will put My Spirit within you, and cause you to walk in My statutes and be careful to obey My just decrees." dear brothers and sisters in Christ. How do you make a bad person into a good person? You ever thought about that? Of course you have. Maybe it's yourself. You have some bad behavior. You have a bad habit. You have bad thoughts, and you want to change. You really, sincerely want to change. How do you do it? How do you make a bad person into a good person? How do you make bad behavior into good? How do you change? How do you change negative behavior into positive behavior? Most of the time, when we want to change a bad person into a good person, we don't want to think about ourselves. That's too personal. We want to think about somebody else. We want to change somebody else. Somebody else's bad behavior into good behavior. Somebody else who's a bad person into a good person. That'll make our lives a little bit easier. It's Mother's Day, right? Moms, let's be honest. How many times haven't you wanted to change your husband or your kids? How many times haven't you wanted to change so that Mother's Day isn't just one day out of the year or a few hours out of that one day out of the year, but you want to change so your kids or your husband or your family treat you with love and respect more often? We know we do it. We sincerely want to change, or we sincerely want others to change. We just don't know how to do it. So, we come up with all kinds of ideas and plans to manipulate and accomplish someone or ourselves to be the kind of person we want to be the kind of person God wants us to be. Throughout the years, decades, centuries of the church, this has happened again and again and again. For thousands of years, people have had the false notion that if you want to have a bad person turned into a good person, all you have to do is have that bad person start doing good things. If you start behaving or doing good things or following the law, there will be a transformation, they think. And the bad person will be transformed into a good person. Whole theologies are built upon this philosophy. There's only one problem with it. It's not in the Bible. God never says anything about doing good things to become a good person. It doesn't work that way. So, we're back to the beginning. How do you make a bad person into a good person? How do you change negative behavior into a positive behavior? Well, we need more ethics. We need more ethics in our world. Almost every great religious leader has written a book on ethics. Why? To tell you how to behave. One of the great criticisms of Luther and Lutheranism is that he wrote no great work or treatise on ethics. Why? Well, this may surprise you. You cannot change your behavior from bad to good. You certainly cannot change anybody else's bad behavior into good. You'd be better off banging your head against the wall. What you need is a change of heart. You hear that? We use that phrase all the time. But do we think about it in light of Christ and His Word? What we all need is a change of heart. And only God can change the heart. Only God can change the heart. We are by nature, all of us, universally, we are all of us corrupt to the core. All of us are born sinful. Every inclination of man and woman's heart is only toward evil all the time. God's word is clear. Our heart is corrupt. Even worse than that, our heart is at enmity. That means at war against God. We need a change of heart. We need a new heart. A clean heart. A heart that is not stone, cold, dead, thinking only of self. But we need a heart that is alive, pumping, beating, living not primarily for self, but in love toward God and in service toward one another. This is what God wants. This is what we all need. And we can't do it, no matter how hard we try. My friends, when you can come to the realization that you can't change yourself, that you can't change anybody else, that it's hopeless, that it's helpless, you are already part of the way there. Stop your striving and your manipulating and your reliance upon ethics and rules. God is the one who changes a bad person into a good person. God is the one who changes negative behavior into positive behavior. And He doesn't do it with a set of rules. He doesn't do it with a set of ethics. He does it with the gift of His Son, Jesus Christ. Jesus is the one who comes into this world full of sin and selfishness and false idols, this world that is full of corrupt and evil and selfish hearts. Jesus comes into this world to save the world. Christ is the world's Redeemer, we sang at the beginning of our service. That's why Jesus came into this world. Not to give us a new set of laws or rules or a 5-volume ethics that we can hope to live up to one day. No, Jesus came into this world to bleed and to die for poor, miserable sinners like you and me. He knew that we were bad people, that our behavior was sinful and against God's holy law. And He loved us anyway. He paid for our sin. He paid for your sin. He paid for the sin of the entire world. All sin for all people for all time. Jesus paid in full by His bloody death and glorious resurrection. Jesus Christ has won what we truly need. Forgiveness. Life and salvation. It is finished. Christ has proclaimed your salvation complete in His person and in His work. And what does He do with it? Charge big bucks? make you earn it by your holy living, you change into a good person, and then I'll give you a little forgiveness. No, he will have none of that. He gives it away full and free. In the waters of holy baptism, centuries before Christ instituted our sacrament, God, through Ezekiel, proclaimed how this works. He washes us clean, and he gives us a new heart. He gives us a change of heart. Forgiveness, full and free, is delivered to you there at the font. Your sins are forgiven. Your name is written in the book of life. And the Holy Spirit lives and dwells inside of you. A new heart and a new spirit. God gives you a change of heart so that your will, your desire, so that what you want is what God wants. God wants you to be a good person. You want to be a good person. God wants you to love, trust, and obey him. You want to love, trust, and obey him. God wants you to serve one another. You want to serve one another. Well, wait a minute, Pastor. That's not how it works for me. I don't always want the same thing that God wants. My friends, there is a battle that goes on inside of your heart every day. It is a battle for your soul. It is a battle between this new heart, this new spirit, this new life that Christ has given you and that old Adam or Eve. We want to be gender inclusive here, right? That old Adam or Eve that lives inside of you. It is a fight. It is a war. It is a battle each and every day. Your salvation, your justification, your righteousness is full and complete. You are completely justified in and through the blood of Jesus Christ. Your sins are forgiven. But this war continues to wage and battle inside of you. The Apostle Paul says in Romans 7, "Oh, the good that I should, I don't. Oh, the evil that I shouldn't, I do. Who will save this wretch that I am?" Thanks be to God through Christ Jesus our Lord. You are completely justified, declared righteous through the person and work of Jesus Christ. It is yours, full and complete, by grace through faith. And now, the Holy Spirit is at work in you. This is called sanctification. Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty. God makes us holy. You are declared righteous. You are holy in God's sight. But the problem is we don't think holy. We don't talk holy. We don't act holy. And in that respect, our sanctification is a process. You are under construction. God is at work in you, on you, and through you. How does God work? Through his word, through his sacrament, through the tools or the means by which the Holy Spirit shapes us and forms us into the person, the man, the woman, the son, the daughter, the dad, the mother, that God would have you be. God the Holy Spirit, through the power of the Word of God, changes your heart so that you want what God wants, so that your heart's desire is the same as God's desire. My friends, it's a process. It takes time. Whenever we cut ourselves off from Christ and His Word, whenever we detach ourselves from the means of grace, God's Word, God's sacrament, God's holy absolution, whenever we cut ourselves off from that, we set ourselves back in this construction project that is our heart. My friends, today, hear the Word of God as you've never heard it before. Jesus Christ bled and died for you. Jesus Christ rose from the dead for you. Jesus Christ is ascended high above the heavens at the right hand of God, and at the same time, He is really present right here for you. Christ speaks His words of love and absolution into your ear. He robes you with the robe of Christ's righteousness, and He declares you holy. He feeds you with the very body and blood of Jesus to give you strength and endurance for this journey called life. And He is honest enough to tell us, you can't change yourself. You can't change one another. You need to change your heart. And that's exactly what I give each and every day. Each and every day, as we return to the baptismal waters through contrition, that's being sorry, and repentance, that's trusting in the merits of Jesus Christ. And God puts to death our sin and our evil thoughts, our evil words, our evil heart and desire, and daily brings forth a new person, a new heart, a new will, a new desire to love God and to serve one another. It's God's gift to you. It's God's promise to you. Stop your fighting and your striving and your backdoor works righteousness and simply hear and believe the Word of God. Cling to His promises. Trust His Word. God says, I will sprinkle clean water on you, and you shall be clean from all your uncleanness, and from all your idols I will cleanse you. And I will give you a new heart, and a new spirit I will put within you. And I will remove the heart of stone from your flesh, and give you a heart of flesh. And I will put my spirit within you, and cause you to walk in my statutes, and be careful to obey my just decrees. How do you change a bad person into a good person? You can't! But thanks be to God. He will. He does. And He has. In you. Thanks be to God. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which far surpasses all understanding, keep our hearts and our minds and our lives in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. Having heard the Word of God, we are bold to confess the faith that God has given us by the power of the Holy Spirit at work in us, and through us. We confess now the Nicene Creed, page 158. Please stand as you're able. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried. And the third day he rose again, according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
In addition to the prayer requests as listed in your news and notes, we also remember Nadine DeBacco, who is a friend of Terry and Deb Prince, hospitalized with a broken back after a fall. We also remember Ryan Hotop, friend of Joe Velasquez, who was hospitalized after an auto accident. Let us pray for the whole Church of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. For the whole Church, that in the confidence of faith, the baptized may bear witness to the grace of the Lord Jesus, regardless of the consequences. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For this congregation, that the Spirit of truth would guide us into faithful devotion and service, so that we would love one another, grow in the grace and knowledge of our Savior Jesus Christ, and give forth of all that he has blessed us to support his ministry and mission here and abroad. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the vocation of motherhood, that mothers would love and care for their children, that children would cherish and honor their mothers, that mothers would point their children to Jesus, and that we would, as a society, be one that upholds and cherishes this blessed vocation. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For those who desire the vocation of motherhood, but have not been given the gift of a husband or children, that they would find their identity in Christ, their contentment in his gifts, and their comfort in the gospel. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the sick, the afflicted, the dying, the mourning, and the lonely, especially all who have requested our prayers, that Christ himself would be their health in sickness, their joy in sorrow, and their life in death. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all who rejoice this day in the great gifts of God, especially Pastor and Barb Poppy, celebrating 40 years of wedded life, that their love for each other would deepen and grow through every joy and sorrow shared. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all who come today to the Lamb's feast, that being made partakers of Christ's divine nature in the eating and drinking of his very body and blood, they would be filled with his life and peace. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Into your hands, O Lord, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
You may be seated.
Again, welcome in the name of Jesus. This time we ask that you participate in what we call the rite of fellowship. Pat at the end of each row, please sign your name. Visitors, we're glad you're here. Please share with us your mailing address so we can acknowledge your presence in worship this day. Special word of welcome to those who are worshiping with us on the radio or on the internet. We pray that the good news of a new heart given to us by the one true God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit would cling to the promises of Jesus for you. We worship God now with our gifts and offerings.
We stand and we sing The Offertory, page 159. Give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, Everlasting God. And most especially are we bound to praise you on this day, for the glorious resurrection of your Son, Jesus Christ, the very Paschal Lamb, who was sacrificed for us and bore the sins of the world. By his dying, he has destroyed death, and by his rising again, he has restored to us everlasting life. Therefore, with Mary Magdalene, Peter and John, and with all the witnesses of the resurrection, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying, blessed are you, Lord of heaven and earth, for you have had mercy on those whom you created, and sent your only begotten Son into our flesh to bear our sin and be our Savior. With repentant joy, we receive the salvation accomplished for us by the all-availing sacrifice of his body and his blood on the cross. Gathered in the name and the remembrance of Jesus, we beg you, O Lord, to forgive, renew, and strengthen us with your word and spirit. Grant us faithfully to eat his body and drink his blood as he bids us do in his own testament. Gather us together, we pray, from the ends of the earth to celebrate with all the faithful the marriage feast of the Lamb in his kingdom, which has no end. Graciously receive our prayers, deliver and preserve us. To you alone, O Father, be all glory, honor, and worship with the Son and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Mercy on us, and have our
Now that's true body, precious blood of our crucified, risen, ascended, and returning Lord Jesus Christ. Strengthen and preserve you in the true faith until life everlasting. Depart with peace, with great joy. Your sins are forgiven. Amen. We stand and we sing our post-communion canticle, page 164. Let us pray. We give thanks to you, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through this salutary gift, and we implore you that of your mercy you would strengthen us through the same in faith toward you and in fervent love toward one another. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. You may be seated.
Blessed gift of motherhood, sweetest earthly gift of love, source of much of human good, praise to God for it me give. Savior, hear us as we pray, hear our prayer.
Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace.
Amen.
We remain standing for our closing hymn, 488.
Thank you. Next Sunday, we have Craig Sturz from the district office who will be here. He got snowed out several weeks ago, got trapped in Minden or wherever he was at, and he will be back making his presentation on charitable giving and new tax laws, part of our stewardship education here at Good Shepherd. That will be next Sunday between Bible study, during the Bible study time. We'll have Sunday school opening in here in about 5 minutes where the kids are chowing down. The lunch today, check out the news and notes. The lunch is a special thank you from Joyce and Martin Thompson, thanking the congregation for their prayers and support during Joyce's recent battle and illness and all that, so thank you. Thanks for thinking of us in that way. Big thing coming up is Vacation Bible School. There's information about all the help and helpers and things that we need for Vacation Bible School. Sign-up sheets in the back. We just need some help to pull this off, and we need you to provide that as well. This Wednesday is the last day of school in our parochial school. We have a closing chapel service at 10:30 Wednesday morning. You're all invited.
Rahema?
All right, twice blessed today. Yeah, thank you. Is your mom in Houston listening? Okay, awesome.
And I need Barb and I need Bob, the two B's, come forward if we could. As we said in the prayers, Pastor and Barb have a very significant day today, not only Mother's Day, but 40th anniversary today, and as we do for many of our members, we have a wonderful cross created by Bob to celebrate this blessed day. And I'm going to have Bob explain what else he has for you. Let me see if I can, if he can speak in my microphone.
Yeah, this is especially for you, Barb. This is a memory box. And on the top of this memory box are five rocks, one for each of the four decades that you've been married. There's a fifth one there. And I like to think of that as the rock of Christ that was looking out for you every time you stumbled to the other, these other four rocks. So it's a very nice, I hope you use it. I hope you put memories in it and make memories to come. And now a little explanation, I guess, of why this is taking place on the 40th anniversary. In February, I brought three crosses in. Two crosses, I think, yeah, to be presented to 50-year anniversary bring. And your husband, our pastor, said, I don't think I'll ever get one of those. And I got to thinking about that. 10 years from now, I'll be 91, and I doubt if I'm still making them then. So I thought, well, I'll solve the problem, and we'll do the 40th. About a week later, he stopped me and asked me to do this. So I thought, well, he knows it, it's coming, so I gotta do something besides just him knowing. So this is a memory box just for you, Barb. Put your memories in here of all the 40 years that you have had and the more to come. This would be a fitting thing to do at this time to conclude this celebration and dedication to all stand and we'll sing the common doxology.